You're capable of keeping your eyes to yourself. Make a point to, please. I'm pretty. Thanks, I guess? So we are alone, indeed. It's not my fault everyone else fell asleep. You want me? I don't really know how to say this delicately. No, it's not reciprocated. You've made no effort to get to know me, so there's very little chance of me wanting you. That's not how sexual attraction works for demisexual people. It means I need to know someone pretty well before I can want to fuck them specifically. You keep saying that, yet you fail to show that you actually want me in the slightest. You're attracted to a veneer, a meat suit, not me as a person. Don't pretend otherwise. As if it takes much of anything to turn you on. Your attraction is so fleeting that it loses all meaning. All you see are tits and a pretty face. How painfully shallow. Alright, so I'm a bitch. I don't mind being a capital B bitch. It's better than dancing around the truth, hoping either side will take a hint. Oh no, I thoroughly enjoy sex. The kinkier the better, even. Just with a very specific kind of partner. Very kinky. I'm a well-practiced service switch, if you know what that means. What do I like? Bondage, impact and pain play, pet play, sensation play, making self-proclaimed doms kneel and serve me. Submissives who aren't afraid to challenge their dominance. Teacher-student dynamics. That made your eyes widen. Here's something you like too, hmm? It's not my fault you're horny. You're the one who asked about sex and kink. I'm simply answering your questions. Why not you? You're asking the wrong questions. It's not that you're lacking something, truly. It's that I lack attraction until I know someone. And we've met a handful of times, if even that, so why should I want to fuck you? Oh no, I'm not a tease. I mean what I say. Why should I want to fuck you? Give me reasons, then we can consider moving forward. Sure, there's a chance. I do enjoy your desperation. It's amusing. You can want me all you'd like. It doesn't mean you'll get to have me. Make me a tempting enough offer, one you can deliver on, and we can consider playing together. You give good head. As if that's difficult. What else? And you want to make me come. Get in line. Plenty of people want to make me come. Anything else? And you want me? No shit, I can see that. Why do you want someone who doesn't really want you, Is it the unattainability factor? Or the conquest of it all? Just the chase itself? I don't enjoy being chased or chasing anyone. Even if I like the person and I resent others for thinking I might think or feel otherwise. You're not the first to tell me I'm impossible. And no, I assure you, I'm entirely possible, just under certain specific and strict circumstances. Such as? Someone putting in the work to get to know me first, most often. Sometimes complementary role preferences can be a factor first. Sometimes sharing less than common kinks can be enough to get the ball rolling. Regardless, I don't submit to people I don't know damn well. So if you're looking to dominate me, you've got a hell of a lot of work ahead of you. There we go. Now you're catching on. Just tell me what to do. I do like how compliant you are. That's a good sign. You're begging. How very dare you pull on the right strings? That actually tickles the dom in me. Please. Please what? Use your words, not that powder, those puppy dog eyes. I don't speak nonverbal bottom. Please. Let me give you head, you say. We'll have to be quiet. Can you do that? Good. You'd best deliver. Get on your knees. Good. You're obedient. So compliant. So eager. Answer me one more question before we go any further. How long have you wanted to do this for? Since we met. Huh. Aloes are so weird. Casual attraction makes no fucking sense to me. But I do like how you beg, little pet. So I'll spread my legs for you. Just this once. You're going to continue following my orders, yes? Excellent. Let's play a game. You know Simon Says, right? If I don't say Simon Says before I give you an order, you are not to do as I say. Understood? Simon Says. Reach under my skirt. There you go. Feel that lace? I do like purple. Now pull my panties down. Good. Good job. Yes, they're a bit wet, aren't they? Simon says lick the wet spot. So obedient. Who wouldn't like that in a submissive? Do you like what you taste? You can keep them as a souvenir. I don't mind. Why am I wet if I'm not attracted to you? Good question. Arousal and attraction aren't the same thing. Not at all. I'm wet because of your desperation. Because you want me so badly that you can't hide it. And I'll be honest, that I don't really want you specifically does make the dom in me very, very happy. No, you can't kiss me. But you can kiss my clit if you'd like. Just push my skirt up and... There you go. No. Simon says no licking. Not yet. A little too eager there. Use some restraint. Simon says, look me in the eyes. Good job, pet. Remember, you're following my orders. Do you understand? Nod your head yes or no. There you go. You said you give good head. Let's see how you deliver. Simon says, now you can lick me. Did you feel that spasm against your lips? I'll be honest. It's been a while since anyone has given me head. Oh, I can't tell. I can't tell if I'm just sensitive or if you know what you're doing. Simon didn't say you could finger me yet. I appreciate your eagerness all the same. Circling your tongue around my clit. Up and down my lips on either side. Fuck. You do know what you're doing. That's good, pet. Simon says, finger me. Used to. Curl your fucking fingers. I didn't say Simon says, but I'll let you slide this once. Simon says, go faster. Good listening, sweet thing. You're actually going to make me come if you keep it up. Oh, fuck. Magic words, it seems. Good to see your mouth is useful for much more than just talking shit. That tongue. Fuck. Don't stop. Simon says don't fucking stop. Coming. Fuck. Simon says, stop. You weren't kidding. You do give solid oral. Simon says, lose your bottoms. It's my turn to fondle you. Nice and hard. Let me wrap my hand around your cock and slowly pump up and down the head. Feels good to finally be touched, doesn't it? Simon says, straddle my lap. Good. Now keep your eyes on mine, don't look away. Yes. Simon says, hold eye contact. Simon says, you can fuck my fist if you'd like. Oh, that moan. I do like the sounds you make. It feels good, doesn't it? My fingers wrapped around your sticky, dripping cock. My face inches from yours, breath hot on your neck. Flaunting that neck in my face as if I'm not going to bite it. Oh. That whimper makes me think you want me to bite you too. Simon says, turn your head and give me that neck, pet. Perfect. Good job. So eager, so compliant, so desperate. You deserve a reward, I think. You may not get to kiss my mouth, but you did kiss my clit, so I suppose we should even that out somehow, how's about right here? Just behind your ear. I'll trail my soft little tongue down. Swirling wet figure eights under your skin. Feel my every breath in and out. Hold my tongue rolling in time. With your bucking hips. More than to kiss, I want to bite. Oh, you're doing so well, Pat, and getting so close. Simon says you can slow down, but you can't stop running into my hand. Simon says you need to ask before you have my permission to come. Understood? Good. I want to hear how badly you need this. How desperate you are to come, and not just to come, but how much you need to come for me. No, you don't get to come yet. Oh, you're cute when you're frustrated. Don't whine so loudly, sweet. Someone might wake up. Simon says, wind your fucking fingers out of my hair. You don't get to fight fire with fire. Pull my hair again and you'll be finishing yourself off, I promise you. Oh, bite me, please bite me. Oh, you're too close. You might explode too soon if I do. Begging. You're a better pet than I expected. You've managed to push the right buttons. People don't usually get that right the first time. Oh, fuck. You're painfully close, aren't you? I suppose. Simon says. You can come. You're goosebumpy. No, you don't have to move. Catch your breath in my lap. Don't worry about the mess, it's an old skirt anyhow. There's stains to remember you by, is all. It seems quiet still. So I don't think we woke anybody up, no. You're sleepy. Me too. I'm sure we can find somewhere here to crash. Oh no, I'm not opposed to cuddling in the slightest.